我们今天从撒母耳十七章。
Today we start First Samuel chapter 17。
相信这一个是我们非常熟悉的一个典型的旧约的历史事件。
I believe this is a very classic history in the Old Testament for everyone.
就是哥利亚跟大卫之战。
It's a fight between Goliath and David.
哥利亚来这一个单独的来挑战以色列人。
Goliath came alone to challenge the Israelites.
那可见他是一个非常勇敢。
Showing that he was a courageous person.
当然他也不是只有高大。
Not only he was very tall.
他穿的铠甲。
And the armor he wore.
光重就有5000 shekels了。
Alone fight was weighing worth 5,000 shekels of weight.
5,000 shekels 的换算起来，现在就是大概51公斤左右。
So it's about 57 kilos today.
就是没事，就是扛着一个人在身上，差不多。
So just wear alone, so heavy.
光他的穿的铠甲就这么重。
Just the armor alone was that heavy.
那么他如果去征战，表示他怎么样？他还可以很灵活的。
If he was able to wear them in fighting, meaning that he was very nimble.
他的拿着枪，像人那个坐轮机的那个轴一样那么粗。
So that his spear, the rod, was as heavy as the chariot's axle.
那并不是因为这个他多大的这一个块头。
It's not that he was so quick.
而表示他有很大的能力。
That is showing that he had mighty power.
他拿那么重的枪要去做征战的工作。
So he carried such a heavy spear to fight.
所以就在那个地方叫嚣以色列人出来征战。
So he shouted to the Israelites to come out to fight.
说打赢一哥利亚呢，我们就做你的奴隶。
So if you can win, then we'll become your servants.
会不会做他们奴隶呢？不一定。
Would they truly become their servants? Not necessarily.
兵不厌诈。
Because the uproar of trickery.
叫嚣。
So he came out to shout.
以色列人看到他如此高大。
And Israel saw how tall he was.
他们在那个地方想要单打独斗来解决一场事件。
So he tried to fight alone to solve the conflict.
他们当然很在前面的讲说，哎，如果这样，我们两个人打，不用伤亡太多。
So they maybe try to negotiate if they just fight alone, not many people will get hurt.
英雄式的一对一吧。
Oh, this is like the heroes going at it one to one.
那么当哥利亚在那个地方呼叫的时候，
So when Goliath was calling out,
那么第八节哥利亚对着以色列的军队站立。
So Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel.
呼叫说你们出来摆列队伍做什么呢？
So why did you come out and line up for battle?
我不是非利士人吗？
Am I not a Philistine?
你们不是扫罗的仆人吗？
Are you not the servants of Saul?
可以从你们中间拣选一人，使他下到我这里来。
Choose a man and have him come down to me.
这个你可以看到这个就在那个摆队下到我这边来。
So you can see that he was shouting out to the ranks and have them come down to him.
一个非常骄傲的这个姿势。
So this is a warrior who is very proud.
在那个地方叫嚣。
So shouting out there.
这个哥利亚呢，就像现在的一个环境社会一样。
So Goliath is like an environment and society today.
常常在你的内心世界里面叫嚣。
And constantly shout to you in your heart.
你不是神的仆人吗？
Are you the servant of God?
为什么你没有能力呢？
How come you don't have power?
为什么你打胜不过这一些世俗的环境呢？
How come you cannot overcome these worldly things?
怎么样？跟我来单打独斗吧。
Why don't you fight me alone?
试试看吧。
Try it.
那么就进去那个地方，我有神的能力。
So he entered there, even though you think you have power of God, but you didn't have the promise of God.
结果呢，就被世界所掳掠。
Unfortunately, become captive to the world.
这个呢，我们就看到这个世代里面有像这个非利士人这样叫嚣的人。
So in this generation, we see there are people who are like Goliath.
到了26节的时候
，When you come to verse 26,
大卫刚好按照他爸爸所吩咐的去看他的哥哥。
So David did as told by his father to visit his brothers.
那么大卫站在旁边的人问站在旁边的人。
So he asked men standing around him.
哎，这个非利士人这么嚣张，有没有人去杀他？
So this Philistine who is so proud, anybody's going to fight him?
他讲的这么难听。
And what he said was so disgraceful.
谁能够除掉这一个以色列的羞辱呢？
Who can remove the disgrace from Israel?
啊，有人去杀这个吗？没有，竟然没有人去在这个地方没有他向永生神的军队骂阵。
Who's going to kill this Philistine? Who should defy the armies of the living God?
特别他讲的是未受割礼的人。
He especially said this uncircumcised Philistine.
意思那就是不在神国度里面的人。
Meaning that those not in the kingdom of God.
向神的国度叫嚣。
And who is defiant against the kingdom of God?
是我们从新约里面看什么叫做奥秘。
So in the New Testament, we see what's mystery.
奥秘就是那神国度里面的人。
So mystery is those who are in the kingdom of God.
去影响那原本不是神国度的人进到神的国度。
To be able to influence those who are not outside the kingdom to bring them into the kingdom of God.
相反的对立面是什么呢？
So what is the opposite?
不是神国度里面的人在向神国度里面的叫嚣。
So it's that the people who are not in the kingdom who are defiant against the people in the kingdom.
打不赢我，你们只是锁在那个小圈圈里面，出来吧，跟我们一起吧。
So you were only inside the little circle when you come out to us.
这个呢，就是什么？一个世代跟一个国度跟一个国度的征战。
This is a fight between kingdom and kingdom.
这里面提到一个永生神的军队。
You talk about the armies of the living God.
我们看到神的同在大过一切。
We see the presence of God is over everything.
大卫看到这一些的时候不对劲。
When David saw this, he knew it was not right.
怎么没有人出去应战呢？
How come no one went out to fight?
他虽然不是一个军人。
Even though he was not a warrior.
他的年纪也还不到能够当一个军人的时候。
He was not of age to become a personnel in the army.
那么他在那一个时间他都有可以看到有属灵的洞察力。
You could see the spiritual warfare.
是不是一个人一定要当到小组长或是传道人的时候他才有属灵的洞察力呢？
Does someone have to become a cell leader or a preacher in order to have the spiritual power?
是不是那一些能够去征战打仗的战士他才有属灵的洞察力呢？
Is it true that only those who have already fought in the wars have the power to fight?
从这一节圣经章节我们看到是否认的。
From these verses we know that's not true.
表示呢这个属灵的洞察力来自于神有没有与他同在。
But the power actually has to do whether God is present with them or not.
我们看到大卫看到这个哥利亚。
We see that David saw this Goliath.
他并没有想到他高他多大。
He didn't think about how tall Goliath was taller than him.
他想到的是他在骂永生耶和华的军队。
He only thought about how he defied against the armies of the living God.
这不受割礼的人竟敢骂受割礼的人。
Now this one person who is uncircumcised will rebuke the one who is circumcised.
未受割礼的人竟敢在那个地方叫阵。
And the uncircumcised person dare to roar there.
而这受割礼的人竟然没有人敢出去应战。
Yet no one who is circumcised dare to go out and fight.
所以他的属灵的心，这个视野呢，看到怎么样？当在苦难的当中。
So when you saw in spirit, what
was the
affliction?
唯一的办法就是相信永生的神。
The only way is to believe in the living God.
那么没有什么事情不可能去克服的。
There's nothing that cannot be overcome.
那他就开始请命了。
So they start to.
那我去打。
So I'm going to go.
那么当然很多的这个连扫罗都你可以吗
？Even Saul doubted, can you go?
去打如果没有胜人要一个战士都不派出来，派一个小孩。
If they lost the war, the people would say he didn't fight, send a real warrior, send a little child.
打赢的话，我们连小孩都可以打赢。
But if they won, you can say that even a child can win.
那就更糟糕了。
But if they lost, it would be even worse.
这个没有一个人敢出来，派一个小孩出来。
So no one dared to come out and you send a little child.
会有更多的嘲讽在那个地方。
There'll be more ridicule there.
所以扫罗他以为这个小孩子是什么出生之犊不畏虎啊。
So maybe Saul thought that this little child.Didn't know what he was talking about.
啊，那么大卫为了让他知道他原来是有这么大的能力。
But David let him know that he has such power.
我们来看17章36节。
Let's look at verse 34 to verse 36.
你的仆人曾经打死狮子和熊。
Your servant has killed bear and lion.
这未受割礼的非利士人向永生神的军队骂阵。
So that the uncircumcised Philistine has cursed defied the armies of the living God.
必像狮子和熊一般。
He'll be like the lion and the bear.
他把他当成一个什么？来牧羊的工作。
So he treated as a work of shepherding.
他的羊被叼去的时候。
So when one of the sheep was taken away.
一交易算了吧，我有那么多事。
So you may say, you don't, who cares? You have so many sheep.
被叼走了，大概救回来也，你知道那个狮子一咬下去的时候。
Maybe after you try to rescue the sheep that have been carried off, after this,
半死都怎么样？以后大概残废了。
So if it's bitten by a lion, maybe it's completely maimed or at least very disabled.
那熊更不用讲了。
那 we don't even talk about.
一巴掌先把那个羊打昏了，就用一嘴巴叼了就跑了。
They would strike with the paw and then tear off the sheep.
而熊跑得很快，你知道不知道
？And bear actually runs pretty quickly.
熊很会爬树啊。
And bear can also climb tree well.
又很有力量。
Also very powerful.
我经常看到这个 Discovery 的时候，在有一些人在这个。猎人的时候
I often see on Discovery Channel some of these hunters.
他们最怕碰到熊
They are most afraid of running into a bear.
他们不是要打熊
They don't want to strike a bear.
在出没的当中有熊出现的时候他们最害怕
But when the bear appear, they are most afraid.
因为打一枪他不见得马上死
Because even though you shoot the bullet into it, it may not die, but it's injured.
他还没死之前呢你就完蛋了
Before it dies, you're finished too.
跑也跑不掉
You cannot run faster.
因为他只要一巴掌下去，他整个人都裂掉。
If he strike with the paw, he split you in half.
那个是几百磅的那个力道。
That's a power several hundred pounds.
那大卫可以跟熊争战。
And David was able to fight a bear.
这个是一个什么概念啊
？What is this concept?
你看那大卫多么大的能力。
You see how powerful David was.
甚至可以把狮子的嘴巴给拉开。
He even can open the jaws of the lion.
狮子的咬合力是千磅。
The jaw power of the lion is thousands of pounds.
他可以把它撕开。
He can open the jaws of the lion.
力量大到什么程度
？You can how powerful he was.
那么啊，他也绝对能够有办法胜任。
He also able to overcome.
但是我们看到呢，他不是用蛮力去面对这个格利亚。
But he did not use brute power to face a Goliath.
他可以杀死熊。
He could kill bear.
他一样可以把这一个哥利亚高大的人给打死。
He can also kill this tall Goliath.
他把他比较像说，这个哥利亚高大，顶多跟熊一样而已。
So he compared the tallness of Goliath to the bear only.
也许熊出来，这个哥利亚可能会跑掉。
Maybe when the bear comes, a Goliath will even run away.
不过像熊、像狮子而已，有什么好怕的呢
？So what is there to fear? It's only like a bear or lion.
但是在那个地方，向永生耶和华的军队叫嚣就不对。
But he's wrong for him to defy the armies of the living God.
他属灵的视野看见。
So he saw the spiritual side of it too.
于是呢，他就开始出去打仗。
So therefore, he went out to fight.
45节的时候，大卫对非利士人说。
So verse 45, David said to the Philistine.
他并不是因为靠着他的有能力。
It's not by his power.
他的这一个能够把熊、把狮子给打死。
That he could kill a bear or a lion.
这种属肉体的能力。
This kind of fleshly power.
他怎么样呢？他跟这个非利士人说：“你来攻击我是靠着刀枪。”
So he said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin."
这个铜戳
and javelin.
我来攻击你。
I come against you.
靠着万军之耶和华的名。
In the name of the Lord Almighty.
就是你所辱骂带领以色列军队的神。
The God of the army Israel whom you have defied.
他还特别告诉他。
He specially told him.
这个不是心理战啊。
This is not psychological warfare.
就是很清楚地告诉他说，耶和华必将你交在我的手里。
He clearly told him that the Lord will hand him over to
him. 并且呢，我要杀了你。
And also I'll strike you down.
宰了你的头。
Cut off your head.
又将非利士的军队。的尸首给空中的飞鸟
，and also give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds of the air，
地上的野兽吃
，and the beasts of the earth。
使普天下的人都知道以色列中有神
，and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel。
重点是什么
？What's the main point？
神
，God，
他不是荣耀他自己
，He's not glorifying himself。
我今天要杀了你
，Today I want to kill you。
今天把你的头砍下来
，I want to cut off your head。
是要让全天下的人知道。以色列当中有神
So the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel
并不是要让人家知道我大卫在这个牧羊的时候能够杀了多少头狮子熊
But not to let people know how many lions and bears I can kill
你又算得了老几
Who am I?
我大卫的名就被高举了
And my name will be exalted
我们看见这里的这一个关系里头
So we see in this relationship
他把这一个讲的话语
What the things that he said.
很多人在解释说啊，大卫在打仗的时候。
A lot of people explain when David was fighting.
第一个用心理战。
He used psychological warfare.
啊，心理战的时候，今天你一定要死。
He said today you die.
还没打就讲对方你一定会死。
Before he killed him, he said you die.
哥利亚就吓到了。
And Goliath was
心里毛毛的了。
And his heart was already melting.
这绝对不是用心理战。
Absolutely, this is not true.
他就很诚恳的跟他讲。
So he sincerely told him.
因为你是非受割礼的人，竟然辱骂永生神。
He told him that you are an uncircumcised Philistine and defied God.
派我来解决你的生命。
And Almighty God sent me today to kill you.
我们知道这个就是一个大卫他的第一次的这个整个战绩。
This is the first victory he ever won.
我们看到这一句话里面呢，啊，打死了这个啊，这个耶利哥人的时候呢。
So we see that when he struck down the Philistine.
我们看到最后是怎么样？最后。妇女在那个地方拥戴着这一个扫罗的时候
，So when women was embracing a
讲出了一句话
，They said something.
扫罗杀死千千，对不对
？Saul has slain his thousands.
大卫杀死万万
，And David has tens of thousands.
其实这一句话里面是都是对两个人的考验。
Actually, these two sentences are testing these two people.
对大卫也是一个考验。
To David was also a trial.
对扫罗更是一个考验。
And to King Saul was even more of a test.
那我们就看见了这两个一句话里面的考验里头。
So in these two words, in the test that come up from these words.
啊，这个考验里头代表着什么
？So what's the test represent?
代表着你有多少看重神的观念
？It's how much you look at or love God.
如果神兴起大卫，让他被世人所拥戴杀死万万的时候
If God raised up David to kill tens of thousands
我岂可以去抵抗神的旨意
How can I go against the will of God
但是如果呢不是这样的时候
If it wasn't so
我们就怎么样会开始有嫉妒的灵从我们的里头里面产生出来
Otherwise we'll have a spirit of jealousy come inside from us
特别我们里面的罪性的那个私欲里面就会扩张起来
Then the simple desire will
当我们里头的私欲扩张起来的时候
When the simple desire grows
我们就会开始看到对方有什么了不起
And we begin to see the start to despise the opposite side
你只不过是一个牧羊人
You're only a shepherd
我是一个怎么样我是一个王
I'm a king
那这些呢我们会看到呢嫉妒的灵进入了扫罗的里头
We saw that the spirit of jealousy entered Saul.
这句话以后，从此扫罗就闷闷不乐，不太高兴。
And since this word came out, he was unhappy all the time.
哦，这个不高兴的心结在他里头。
So this unhappiness in him
越来越可怕。
Grew stronger and stronger.
最后怎么样？到一个程度呢？那他里头呢产生一种恶魔的灵。
To the end, it became an evil spirit in him.
圣经里面讲了一句话，就是从恶魔从耶和华那个地方来的恶魔的灵
So the Bible says that an evil spirit from God
哎呀至善的神怎么会有恶魔的灵从那里出来进入扫罗的心中
So how can God who's good have an evil spirit from him
这里面有几个解释
There are several explanations
第一个神是至善的不可能有恶魔的灵产生出来
That God is good that there's no evil spirit from him
那么就表示什么神许可
Meaning that God allows it.
就像神许可你有一个很大的自由一样。
Just like God allows you a great freedom.
他有一条路给你。
God gives you a path.
你不愿意走他的路。
If you're willing to take this path.
他怎么样？他许可你在旷野当中。
He allows you to be in the desert.
他用爱盼望你有一天回来。
He uses love to hope that you would return one day.
神许可你的自私里头。
God allows you to in your jealousy.
产生一个很大的破洞。
And that there's a great foothold.
神怜悯你。
But God has mercy on you.
给你机会
gives you chances.
但是你如果不要的时候
But if you don't want them,
我们就看到
you see,
那个自私不饶恕呢
that jealousy and unforgiveness,
那个破口呢就被控制住了
that foothold becomes a control point.
首先我们看到耶稣基督所讲的一个例子
Let's see what Jesus said as a parable.
不饶恕的时候就被掌刑的给抓住了
So if you do not forgive, you'll be judged by the officer.
那么这掌刑的其实原来是你自己
Actually the officer is yourself
那么然后怎么样世界上的灵呢就知道你有这个破口
Then the spirits in the world know that you have this foothold
更在里面搅扰你
It would give you trouble in you
我们看到圣经里面有几个例子，有一找保罗去赶鬼的时候。
We see several examples in the Bible, but when Paul went to drive out evil spirits,
看见这个事情
，and someone saw this,
他也学着保罗去赶鬼
，and tried to mimic Paul and tried to drive out evil spirits.
结果鬼反过来跟他讲，保罗我认识。
But the evil spirit turned around and said, Paul, I know. And Jesus, I know.
那你们是谁啊？
Who are you?
那就怎么样？制服他们。
And then he came upon them.
结果有几个呢就被鬼附了。
So several people got possessed by the evil spirit.
几个呢逃跑了。
And some ran away.
没有被制服。
Those who now were not controlled.
表示呢
meaning,
我们有一个能力可以跟这个世界的灵打仗。
We have a power to fight against the spirits in the world.
可以不让他胜过我们。
So that they will not overcome us.
我们可以跑掉。
We can run away.
这个光
This light
不是像有神同在的这样子的人。
It's not like those who have presence of God.
他都有这种能力。
Even they have this kind of power.
可以跟世界的灵有一个怎么样一个拒绝。
So we can reject the spirits of the world.
那么那几个被胜过的呢？
How about those who God overcame?
恐怕他里面的私欲。
Unfortunately, the sinful desire and the foothold
太大了，所以他胜不过。
So great that they were not able to overcome.
十八章里面，我们看到扫罗无论差大卫往何处去，他做事精明。
So we saw that in chapter 18, whatever Saul sent David to do, he was prosperous in all things.
扫罗就立他为作为战士长。
So, Saul set him to be an officer.
百姓和扫罗的臣仆无不喜悦。
So all the people and his people were pleased.
这个我们就看到这里没有讲到扫罗会对他很喜悦。
But here didn't say that Saul was pleased with David.
我们看到他做事精明。
We saw that David was successful in everything.
得了百姓和扫罗臣仆的喜悦。
That he pleased all people and his Saul's officers as well.
我们看到当得到这么大的喜悦的时候。
So when they were so pleased.
那一句话，扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
And the words I said, Saul has slain his thousand, David tens of thousands.
人的称赞也试炼人。
So the praise of men also became a test.
那么第十八章第十节的次日，从神那里来的恶魔大大降在扫罗身上。
Verse 10, and the next day, an evil spirit from God came forcibly upon Saul.
他就在家中胡言乱语。
He was prophesying in his house.
大卫。照常弹琴。
While David was playing the harp,
扫罗手里拿着枪。
As usually did, Saul had a spear in his hand.
丢了两次，大卫躲避他了两次。
And he hurled at David twice, and David eluded twice.
那么他被恶魔的灵掌控的时候
，So when he was controlled by an evil spirit,
被掌刑的抓住的时候
，So when he was taken control by the put into prison by the officer,
他没有办法控制自己。
Saul was unable to control himself.
所以那个并不是什么太大什么恶魔的灵怎么样来怎么样帮助他来这个那个控管他。
So it's not like the evil spirit has great power upon him.
你可以看到这个私欲的灵啊。
When you see that the spirit of sinful desire
产生嫉妒的时候
，when produces jealousy，
一件事情小小事情你都会怎么恨得牙痒痒。
Even the little things you will produce great hatred.
在读经的时候
，when you're reading the Bible，
在安静的时候你知道，哎呀。这个嫉妒一个人不对。
So in quietness, you realize that to envy is wrong.
其实他也没有什么不好。
And there's nothing wrong with this person you upset with.
在某些层级上，你就是胜不过。
But in certain things, you just cannot overcome.
当神给你机会，你反省过来，哎呀，其实大卫也不错。
So if God gives you a chance, you realize David is not bad at all.
但是被这个私欲的灵掌控的时候呢，他怎么样？他就觉得大卫要来抓住他的位置。
So when the spirit of sinful desire controls Saul felt that King David will try to take over his throne.
他也知道他扔了两次没有中。
He knew also he hurled the javelin twice at him and was unable to pin him.
他也知道他不应该杀大卫。
He also knew he should not kill David.
大卫解决国家的问题。
Because David solved the problem of the kingdom.
派兵到任何地方打仗都无不顺利。
Wherever he went to fight, he was successful.
使整个国家迈入一个很好的一个光景。
And so led the whole country into a good direction.
那么十九章里面呢，约拿单呢去跟他的父亲来这个，为什么你要杀大卫呢
？So in chapter 19, Jonathan talked to his dad why you wanted to kill David.
那么第六节里面，扫罗听见了约拿单的话。
So Saul listened to verse 6 to Jonathan and took this oath.
又指着永生的耶和华起誓。
As surely as the Lord lives,
我必不杀他。
David will not be put to death.
你有没有发现到扫罗的这种两面的个性已经产生出来？
Have you seen the two-sided face of Saul?
这种双向性格已经产生了蛮成熟的。
So this double nature has become very mature.
以前的只有单向性的。
Before it was just a single-sided.
那么这一个小另外一个性格非常少。
And the other character is become smaller and smaller.
到这一个怎么样双向性格产生出来的时候。
When you become a double-faced person.
最后负面的性格大过于良性的性格。
That the negative side of him becomes stronger than his good side.
这一个呢就叫做被恶魔所掌控。
This means to be controlled by the evil spirit.
我们就看到呢，这一个里头呢，啊，他向耶和永生耶和华起誓，我必不杀他。
As surely as the Lord lives, I will not kill him.
但我们知道后来他还是倒杀。
But we know at the end he still tried to put David to death.
他的起誓呢，跟喝水一样。
So his oath is just like he's drinking water.
他并没有怎么样真正的尊重耶和华。
He really did not honor the Lord.
我们过去看到他呢，他听耶和华的话语是怎么样？是按照他自己的判断来听的。
So we know that in the past when he heard the word of God, it was according to his own view of the word of God.
一个亚门人的牛羊太美了，他不忍心杀掉。
So when he took out, he plundered the Ammonites were too good that he did not want to
kill them. 连亚门人的王呢，他也没有把他杀了。
Even the king of Ammonite, he did not kill.
你可以看到他听耶和华的话呢，听一部分。
So he knew that he only listened to part of the word of God.
百姓告诉他的话呢，因为合他的心意，他就怎么这话很好。
So because the people he wanted to please people, so he thought the word was good.
就把这些问题也推给百姓，百姓都认为这样不错啊。
And then put the responsibility on the people because people said this was good.
因此我们看到呢，啊，在这个时候呢，扫罗听了约拿单的话。
So here we see that Saul listened to Jonathan.
但是问题是他并没有解决他内心的问题。
But the problem is he did not solve the problem inside of him.
我们到了这一个啊十九章的。这二十四节的时候
，When we reach chapter 19, verse 24,
派人去杀大卫。
So he sent people to kill David.
那大卫逃到撒母耳那个地方去。
And Saul and David went to Samuel.
那么派的人去在那个地方的每一个人呢，都受感说话。
So every man he sent to kill David, they all were
prophesied. 他听见了。
They were moved by spirit to prophesy.
他以为这些人大概都骗他。
He thought all these people were deceiving him.
哎呀，老孙亲自出马了。
So he said, I'm going to go by myself.
就那一天他去的时候，就在那个地方也受感说话，一昼一夜，肉体躺卧。
So he also went and, but he also he prophesied and lay naked there all night, all day.
这一次的神叫他见到自己的羞耻。
But this time God let him see his own shame.
那么神也让他在这个羞耻的当中，要让他反转过来。
But God wanted him to repent in this shamefulness.
自己来或你派别人来
whether you come alone or you send people
神都给他机会受感说话
God gave Saul a chance to prophesy
让自卑在神的面前
that he could humble himself before the Lord
但是我们看到呢这个自卑在神的面前呢
we see that the humility before the Lord
啊，脱掉了衣服在那个地方
he stripped off his robes
啊，这边讲到说扫罗这次的灵呢受感说话比前次呢更为厉害
He said here, this time it was even more, the power upon him is even more.
那么神给扫罗有一个机会。
So God gave Saul a chance.
神的灵再一次的感动他。
That the Spirit of God moved him again.
然后他在这个地方呢，在那个地方脱衣服的时候。
So when he stripped off his robes.
他就知道他自己不能掌控自己。
He knew he could not control himself.
神盼望他能够回转过来。
That the Lord was hoping he could turn around.
到了二十章的时候
，When he came to chapter 20,
就有一个机会。
There was a chance.
就是呢，那个时间呢是怎么样？他们的全家要在一起吃饭的日子。
There's a time when family was to feast together.
大卫是他的女婿，也必须要在那个桌子上面。
So David's son-in-law was supposed to have a seat at the table.
但是呢，这个家庭里面的一个位置空着了。
But the seat was empty.
他说：“必有人理会你的桌位空设的人，必人必理会。”
So people will know that there is an empty seat at the table.
大卫为什么没有来这里进吃饭呢？
Why David didn't come to the table?
那么大卫就告诉跟约拿单有一个约定。
So David had Jonathan had a covenant.
今天我们看到这个空位。
We saw this empty seat.
这个是一个大卫跟约拿单的一个约定。
This was an agreement between Jonathan and David.
如果我的父亲执意要杀你的时候，
if my father was going to kill you,
我们看到当他约拿单上次的求情，他向永生耶和华的这个启示。
Remember previously when Jonathan talked to Saul, Saul took
about. 这一次约拿单在替大卫讲话的时候。
In the name of the Lord, you remember Jonathan was speaking on behalf of David.
扫罗拿着自己的枪。差一点要把这个约拿单也给杀死。
So Saul even took a javelin and wanted to kill Jonathan.
然后约拿单就知道他杀大卫的心已定。
So Jonathan knew for sure that his heart was to kill David.
你有没有发现到说人的堕落一步一步一步的到一种程度没有办法自拔
？So you see how as men fall step by step to a point that they are not able to extract themselves.
一个神所拣选的器皿堕落到一种程度没有办法自拔。
So the instrument of God, as they fall and fall more, they are unable to save themselves.
那么约拿单跟大卫呢？啊，约定了啊，射箭一个三射右边的是射三支箭。
So David and Jonathan understand to with an arrow as a sign.
在那个地方呢，成为一个记号。
It's a sign to them.
约拿单跟大卫是英雄，跟英雄是相似。
So Jonathan and David were.Alliance as heroes.
他们像大卫，他很会写诗歌。
Like David was a songster.
所以当他写出来的时候
，when he wrote the psalms,
是很有诗情画意。
He had a lot of meaning.
他是一个诗人。
He was a songster.
在放羊的时候，他又很会做唱诗弹琴。
He also knew how to play harp as he was shepherding.
所以当他用意境写出来这个啊，跟约拿单的那种情怀的时候。
So when he described his friendship with Jonathan,
就被同性恋的人当作他们两个就是同性恋。
But they're regarded by the homosexuals that they are homosexuals.
圣经里面的字句就是我们的爱情。
You talk about our love in the Bible.
他讲得非常正确，我们的爱情。
Because he actually described clearly.
大卫跟约拿单的爱情。
The love between Jonathan and David.
那事实上呢，我们看到呢，并不是这样。
But we know in reality that's not the case.
一些同性恋他对圣经的研究如果那么深邃的时候，他就知道他们所做的工作是错的。
If the homosexuals understood the Bible deeply, they would know that their work, their interpretation was wrong.
他们如果好好的读圣经的时候，他们就知道他们所做的事情是得罪神。
So if they read the Bible, they would know that the work they do is against God.
所以当有同性恋的教会的时候
，So when you go to a homosexual church,
为了让人家不歧视他们。
In order for other people not to discriminate against them,
就找一个合理的同性恋的牧师来讲同性恋的事情。
So they will find a homosexual pastor who will teach homosexuality.
从圣经里面找出一些端倪来。
They will find some verses in the Bible.
啊，我们看到呢，这一个是一个很好的。
We see that this is actually beautiful here.
更怎么样？他更开始用一些话语去污蔑神。
But they use words incorrectly to slander God.
神第一个创造亚当，所以神就是男人。
So God created Adam first. That's why God is man.
神按着他的形象跟样子造人。
And He created man in His likeness and His image.
所以神就是一个男人。
So God is man.
耶稣基督也是神，他也是一个男人。
Jesus Christ is God. He is also man.
男的跟男的彼此的相爱是可以的。
So men loving other men is fine.
他很会用圣经哈。
They know how to use the Bible verses.
污蔑神的话。
And slander the word of God.
耶稣基督讲到啊，我跟父一样的相爱。
So Jesus said that I love the Father as He loves me.
这一种的一个观念是在一种情怀、互相的关心里面。
It's actually talk about caring for each other.
不是在性的关系上面。
It's not in sexual relationship.
所以这一些呢，都是怎么样？我们看到人污蔑神的时候呢，他用的方法就不对。
So when men slander God, the way they do things, you know, they teach is wrong.
扫罗的双重性格产生。
So Saul has a double personality.
我们最后我们看到呢怎么样？大卫有办法杀死扫罗，扫罗这个知道说大卫有办法杀他，他没有杀的时候。
So we know at the end that David was able, they had chance to kill Saul.
他也在那地方哭，我的儿啊，回来吧。
Also he wept that the son come back to me.
他在那个地方哭。
He was weeping there.
之后呢，还是照样派兵。
Even after he wept, Saul still sent army to kill David.
你看到那个双重的个性产生出来越来越严重。
You see this double personality become stronger and stronger.
他还有一点点的属灵的光景。
He saw a little bit of spiritual nature in him.
但他属自己的光景就越怎么样，越来越大。
But his old personality become greater and greater.
那属灵的光景他就排斥他。
And he rejects the spiritual side of himself.
让我们看到呢，整个里头呢，那个灵里面的不对劲。
We see the problem when the spirit is not right.
大卫跟约拿单的那一个彼此的关怀。
The caring love between David and Jonathan.
甚至都可能为对方来舍掉生命。
He's willing to sacrifice each other's life for the other person.
约拿单爱大卫，违背了他父亲。做的父亲不喜悦的事情。
So Jonathan disobeyed his father, but to help David.
但是呢，他却怎么样讨神的喜欢。
But he pleased God.
他知道他的父亲杀大卫是不对的。
He knew that it was wrong for his father to kill David.
那么他的父亲呢跟他讲。
And his father said to him.
你知道不知道大卫会篡了你的位置啊
？Do you know that David will take your
如果你好好的当下去，我的王位是传给你的。
You know, if you continue, my strong is going to be yours.
但是如果大卫起来的时候，大卫会抢了我的位置，夺了你的位置。
But if David rises up, he's going to take away your throne.
约拿单，你懂什么啊
？Jonathan, what do you know?
他怎么样？他是看到自己的国度。
So Saul only saw his own kingdom.
没有想到神的国度。
He didn't think about God's kingdom.
这王是谁给他的
？So who gave him the kingship?
神给他的。
God gave him the kingship.
神今天要夺回来的时候
God want to take it back.
你就用很多的方法不让这个权柄被神拿回去
You use a lot of ways not to let this authority be taken from you
神是创造宇宙万物的神
He's the God who created heaven and earth
你以为还有这些时间的时候可以跟神较劲吗
You think with this time left you can fight God
我们看到约拿单也更加的看清楚
We see that Jonathan saw clearly
他走在一个正确的道路里
Now he's walking the right path
啊、第一次在打仗的时候打赢了这一个啊这个亚门人的时候
so when he first fought against the Ammonites,
他就知道我的父亲做错的事让你们受累了
yeah, because my father did the wrong thing that's why you guys are suffering
吃吧没有吃我们怎么打仗
eat otherwise how can we fight
我吃了以后呢这个蜂蜜以后呢我的眼睛就明亮
after I took some of this honey my eyes got bright
不吃了昏昏的啊这个血糖太低我怎么打仗
If I don't take the honey, my blood sugar is so low. How can I fight?
你可以看到这个约拿单里面，他的这个不是从己意里面来出发点。
So this is you see how Jonathan is not coming out from selfishness.
我们求神帮助我们在这一个事件里面，给我们看到如何应用在我们的生活上面。
May the Lord help us how we can see these verses and help us in our lives. Let's pray.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, may you help us.
让我们从历史事件的教训
From the history,
应用在我们的生活上
we use it in our lives,
使我们越来越讨神你的喜欢
Now we praise you more and more,
我们越来越追求神你的国度
we seek your kingdom more and more,
很感谢你
we thank you,
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
奉耶稣的名祷告
in Jesus' name,
Amen,
Amen.